Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 31, Part 2. Additional Symptoms Continued. One devotee exclaimed, "Oh, I cannot see the district of Mathura. And even though by simply hearing the name Mathura, the hairs of my body are standing up, but I cannot see that place. So of what use are my eyes?" This statement reveals a strong anxiety to see the district of Mathura resulting from a strong attachment to Krishna. There is another instance of this strong attachment for Krishna expressed by Bhimasena when he began to murmur, "My arms are just like thunderbolts, but despite these arms, I could not smash Shishupal while he was blaspheming Krishna. Therefore, of what use are these strong arms?" So in this instance, Bhima became angry, and being influenced by such anger, his hopelessness became a cause for strong attachment to Krishna. This instance can be described as strong attachment for Krishna in anger. When Arjuna witnessed the universal form of Krishna, whose dazzling teeth were practically devouring the very existence of the universe, Arjuna's mouth became dried up. And at that time, Arjuna forgot himself and could not understand that he was Arjuna, Krishna's friend, although he was always dependent upon Krishna's mercy. This incident is an example of inferior dependence. Sometimes, ghastly activities also support strong ecstatic love for Krishna. This state of mind is called ecstatic fearfulness under illusion. In the 10th canto, 23rd chapter, verse 40 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the following statement by the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices. Dik janma nastri vrid yatatad, dik vratang dik bahu gitam, dik kulang dik kriya dachyang, Vimukha yetu adhokshaje. We have all been born into three advantageous conditions. We are in high Brahmana families. We have ceremoniously received the sacred thread. And we are also properly initiated by the spiritual master. But alas, in spite of all these advantages, we are condemned. For even our observance of brahmacharya is condemned. The brahmanas thus began to condemn their own activities. They realized that in spite of being so elevated by birth, education, and culture, still they were under the spell of the illusory energy. And they also admitted that even great yogis who are not devotees of the Lord are covered by the influence of material energy. This kind of hopelessness felt by the brahmanas who were performing ritualistic ceremonies shows practically no attachment for Krishna. But there is another kind of hopelessness, however, which shows attachment for Krishna. When the bull demon attacked the damsels of Braja, they began to cry out, "Oh, dear Krishna, please save us, for we are now gone." This is hopelessness with attachment for Krishna. When the Keshi demon was assassinated by Krishna, Kamsa became hopeless. "This Keshi Daitya was as dear to me as my own life, but he has been killed by some cowherder boy who is crude, uneducated, and ignorant in fighting. Why, even though I have defeated the King of Heaven without difficulty, still I do not know the value of life." So because this hopelessness has a slight touch of attraction for Krishna, it is to be considered a reflection of ecstatic love in hopelessness. Once, Kamsa rebuked Akura, "You are such a fool that you are accepting a mere cowherder boy to be the supreme personality of Godhead simply because Krishna has defeated some harmless water snake. That boy may have lifted a pebble called Govardhan Hill, but what is more surprising than that is your statement that this boy is the personality of Godhead. This is an instance of a maliciously opposing element caused by hopelessness in ecstatic love for Krishna." One devotee tried to console a kadamba tree when the tree was lamenting because Krishna had not touched even its shadow. "Oh, my dear kadamba tree, do not be worried, for just after defeating the Kaliya snake within the Yamuna river, Krishna will come and satisfy your desire. This is an instance of inappropriate hopelessness in ecstatic love for Krishna." Garuda, the eagle carrier of Lord Vishnu, once said, "Oh, who can be more pure than I? Where is there a second bird like me, so able and competent? Krishna may not like me. Krishna may not wish to join my party. But still, Krishna has to take advantage of my wings." This is an instance of hopelessness in the neutral mood of ecstatic love. Thus ends Chapter 31, Part 2 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Additional Symptoms Continued, recorded on Gaur Purnima Day, March 28, 2021, by Nirantara Das. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder, Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.